I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
Silence means so much to me. It's more than just wearing the dress. It's about hopefully inspiring the next generation.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. We're growing and we're looking forward to the upcoming season.
What do you remember most about that first cap?
The first cap, God, very little. That's a long time ago, very little.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.
It's the Netball Show with Mizuno, and there's an important week ahead as England players Natalie Haythornthwaite and Helen Housby have reached the final of Australia's Domestic Netball League, and arguably the best netball league in the world, in Suncorp Super Netball, as part of the New South Wales Swifts. They'll come up against Sunshine Coast Lightning and former Loughborough Lightning player Peace Proskovia, who we're familiar with here in England, plus World Cup winner and mid-court legend Laura Langman.
Yeah, and we're delighted to say that we've got Sue Gordian and Swift's former player and current specialist coach, Sonia McCloma, to preview this massive event. Sonia, how important is it for Swift to have reached the final?
Great to be back with you guys. Oh my God, so Swifts have made the grand final. And it's been such a rollercoaster ride for the coaching staff and the girls also, with the injuries, I guess, a slow start following World Cup and getting back into our momentum and just finding form towards the end of the normal round season, obviously, with our game against Vixens. And I think, you know, they've worked hard. I think finishing second on the table is a great achievement from that team anyway, with so many injuries, and not just small injuries, major, you know, season-ending injuries. So the fact that they've been able to make the grand final with newbies into the team is massive achievement and shows where we're at as a group and as players.
Yeah, what an amazing comeback for the Swifts in the preliminary final. So much to play for, and I guess a lot of people over here in Australia had jumped off the possibility, I think, of the Swifts making the grand final. But what we've learned so far about this final series is no team has yet to be able, excuse me, to back up one of their best performances with another one. And I guess we looked at it in the last round, in round 14, the Magpies came out and beat the Vixens, played an extraordinary game, went into the minor semi-final, couldn't do it again. The Vixens stepped up and played an extraordinary game, got into the preliminary final. And then the Swifts played their best game for the season. So I guess we go into the grand final this weekend. And if the Swifts can repeat the sort of form they did in the preliminary final, not only will they be the first team to back-to-back perform in this Suncorp Super Netball final series, but they set themselves up as a real chance to win the game.
Sue, you saw the game against Vixens. What did you make of it?
Yeah, the preliminary final was intriguing. I felt like the Vixens had really played probably their best netball the week before, and I think they had a lot to play for, the Melbourne Vixens, the week before. There was a lot of talk over here in Australia, of course, in Victoria, the two teams in the Collingwood Magpies and the Melbourne Vixens being real crosstown rivals. And I think there was an article in the paper, courtesy of Shani Layton, of all people, that said possibly Melbourne Vixens could become the number two team in Melbourne. And I reckon that was enough to light the fuse and the fire for the Vixens, and they really came out and shone in that game, and sadly just couldn't find that in the game against the Swifts. I thought the Swifts' home crowd was a massive advantage. It was a full house. They were so vocal from the second the Swifts entered the arena at the Key Centre right until they won the game. I think the concern for the Swifts in that game was the fadeaway in the third quarter, and sadly for them the week prior with the Lightning, that was the time that the Sunshine Coast Lightning got the better of them. It was a fadeaway moment. So I guess, again, looking forward to this weekend, the Swifts really have to make sure that if they want to give themselves the best possible chance of winning this grand final, they won't be able to switch off at all throughout the 60 minutes. I think the Lightning will be too good a side and would punish that moment.
And Sonia, have Swifts peaked too early, or is there enough energy there for that final push to get the win?
Look, we never want to underestimate opponents, and, you know, you never should. You've always got to go back, do your homework, you know, research. Swifts have lost the last four games to Lightning by a big, it was a massive goal, I think 10 the last game, but during the normal round, it was two goals in it. The Lightning will never be underestimated. You know, Nolan's a good coach, but so's Briny. And I think the girls learn and evolve and they come back fighting and, you know, you've got to learn and we've got to move on. So Lightning's going to be a great opponent, but, you know, nothing's set in stone and we'll see what happens on the day.
So there'll be plenty of talent taking part on both sides. So give us an idea of some of those key matchups in your opinion.
Key matchups going into this weekend. Well, for me, anyone that plays any of the following three players, Steph Wood, Laura Langman, and Carla Pretorius, for me, they're the big three for the Lightning. And I feel like the players that get the nod against those three really have their work cut out. I said this in the game, in the earlier semi-final around how do the Swifts approach playing someone like the Lightning. And I really feel that the Swifts probably need to be really tactical in their approach and look at ways to nullify those three players. And I'm not convinced that any one player has the capacity to do that over 60 minutes. So I get the feeling that maybe the best way for the Swifts is to keep the Lightning guessing, particularly across those three key positions, and just simply rotate some of their key players. So, but if you want me to highlight just one particular matchup, I think Laura Langman and Paige Hadley will be the one. We know how good Langman is. We know how superb she was in the semi-final. And last week I thought Paige Hadley had her best game I've ever seen her play. So if she can repeat any sort of form from the preliminary final, it'll be a terrific matchup.
And I get the idea there's a really strong team environment at Lightning. Carla and Fums are already re-signed.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it, to look at the Sunshine Coast Lightning and the internationals that are in that side, and Peace Proskovia, and Pumza Mwaini, Laura Langman, what they've brought to the club. To be honest with you, it's really intriguing. There's so much talk over here about what is it that's making the Sunshine Coast Lightning so successful. And I think before you even look at the names, really you have to look at the culture and the community that this club has embraced and the community that's embraced the club. And I think that there's so much, I guess, special about that and the way that Nolan Tarua, establishes that club environment. The players that come in add value to that. They're not the club isn't necessarily built around the players. The players come in to add value to what the club has. And I really do think if you look at their success over the 2 years and really successful 3 years, they're making a grand final irrespective of result, that ultimately they've lost some big names. They lost Mentor, they lost Kelsey Brown, and they lost Caitlin Bassett, and they have not skipped a beat. So for me, it's really about the culture and the community and then how the internationals and the other players that are there then blend into that environment.
We're going to be watching with interest, of course, as England stars Helen Housby and Nat Haythornthwaite play for the New South Wales Swifts. Helen has been resting after an injury, but she has been key for the Swifts this season. And you've already told us your love of Nat Haythornthwaite, especially since her injury comeback.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how Helen Housby pans out in this grand final. We haven't seen her run a full 60 minutes after round 10. So she returned to the Suncorp Super Netball after the World Cup, played a full 60 against the West Coast Fever and was one of the best players on the court without a doubt. But since then has struggled with this injury to her quad, and it certainly has plagued her in all of the finals so far. She left the court halfway through the third quarter last week as the Vixens came back, and to me she looked very fatigued. So it's really interesting to see whether or not she'll be able to run out a full game. What I can say, though, is that the Swifts desperately need Housby. I felt that she set them up beautifully in the first 30 minutes last weekend, and I think she'll need to do that again. I'm really hopeful that she can play out the full game. But the beauty for the Swifts, they do have youngster Sophie Garvin, who's proved her worth time and time again this year. So I think Coach Briny Akle has the confidence to switch that up when necessary. Nat Haythornthwaite, well, I've been nothing short of just so impressed by her form since she's come back from injury. Obviously, we saw the glimpses of her at the World Cup and she did some terrific stuff, but her game's grown immensely since coming back in the latter rounds of Suncorp Super Netball. I think she's had a terrific final series. Her her game last week was outstanding. To be honest with you, every Swiss player stood up last week, but there was something special about both Nat Haythornthwaite and Helen Housby in the early stages of that Swiss game last week. And once again, there won't be a player that can sit in the shadows this weekend. Every player will be expected to stand up, and the two English roses, you know, the spotlight will be on them from the first whistle.
And Lightning are Swift's opponents. We know that they're strong. They've won the title twice before with back-to-back wins. But what kind of opposition will they be for Swifts this year?
Yeah, the Lightning will be an exciting team this weekend. There's just so much to play for. The storylines that sit behind this side, you know, a start-up club, it's going for its third premiership. You know, are we watching the last of Laura Langman? Nolene Tarua, it'll be the last game she coaches for the Lightning over here in Australia before returning to New Zealand. And they win this game and they set history in this country. And we're not 100% sure, but around the world, they'd be in the top echelon of professional teams anywhere in the world. So the result this weekend for the Sunshine Coast Lightning is immense. They won't accept just making a grand final. In fact, I think they would see losing this game as an absolute bitter disappointment. So, you know, you get the feeling that the Lightning are coming in with absolute expectations to win this game.
How are you seeing the game from that Swift view, Sonia?
Look, we never want to underestimate opponents, and you know, you never should. You've always got to go back, do your homework, you know, research. Swifts have lost the last four games to Lightning by a big, it was a massive goal, I think 10 the last game, but during the normal round it was two goals in it. The Lightning will never be underestimated. You know, Nolan's a good coach, but so's Briny. And I think the girls learn and evolve and they come back fighting, and you know, you've got to learn and we've got to move on. So Lightning's going to be a great opponent, but you know, nothing's set in stone, and we'll see what happens on the day.
Look, yeah, of course, anyone that steps into a grand final has enough of a chance to win the title. I think what we all confidently are going to say about this grand final is that the Swifts will have to play their absolute best netball, I believe, for the entire 60 minutes to win the game. Are they capable of doing that? Yes, of course they are. I guess where I see the difference between the Swifts and the Lightning, I feel like the Lightning are likely and can have moments where they drop off slightly, but the strength of their big three and their structures and confidence and their just sheer finals experience, I think, is enough to give them, I guess, the impetus to get back in and get their noses in front. I just feel if the Swifts take their foot off the pedal, that the Lightning may punish them heavily. So, yes, in answer to the question, the Swifts can certainly win this weekend, but they'll have to do it playing their best netball.
Maybe it's unfair to ask you, Sonia, but Sue, are you sitting on the fence, or can you pick a side who you think will win?
No, I won't be sitting on the fence this weekend. I am picking the Lightning. And I'm picking them on two key factors. Number one, as I said earlier, the big three for me in Pretorius, in Laura Langman and in Steph Wood. I think those three know how to play the big moments in the big games. And the second element I think that'll get the Lightning across the line is just sheer finals experience compared to their opponents. I think if things get tight under pressure, I just get the feeling that the Lightning will know how to cope in those moments. So I've got a feeling that I'll be calling a very monumental, historic moment this weekend for the Suncorp Super Netball 2019 Grand Final.
Sonia, best of luck for you. And Sue, enjoy the game. Don't lose your voice.
Yep, great to chat. Thanks again.
The game will be live on the Netball Live app, and it's available to watch without a problem in the UK. I'll be watching it. Andy will be watching it. Make sure you do too. Set the alarm clocks, and we'll be back with another episode with updates from who will be winners at the Suncorp Super Netball League in Australia.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
Sevens means so much to me. It's more than just wearing the dress. It's about hopefully inspiring the next generation.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. We're growing and we're looking forward to the upcoming season.
What do you remember most about that first cap?
The first cap, God, very little. That's a long time ago, very little.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.